State and local leaders gathered in Albany Wednesday for the latest announcement of regional economic development awards.
New York is more business friendly than ever before, period.
Governor Andrew Cuomo joined his lieutenant governor and local leaders to divvy up more than $755 million among 10 regional councils during the 7th Annual Regional Economic Development Council Awards Ceremony. Typically held at the Egg in Albany, this year's awards were handed out at the recently completed Capitol Center, just a walkway away. Howard Zemsky, the state's top economic development official, noted the significance of the $78.5 million convention center, which opened in March.
To help drive business throughout this region for years to come, and I'm talking about over $26 million of annual economic impact and over 100,000 visitors a year.
In this year's awards, the Capital Region received $85 million for its council's pitch to support 110 projects, detailed in a video.
Valen Ventures sees the potential to create an industry cluster around video games and game-related technologies and wants to make Troy the top destination on the East Coast for game development. In Hudson, a second-round DRI winner, the council's investment in the creative economy is boosting tourism and making the city a cultural destination.
Earlier this year, Hudson won a $10 million state downtown revitalization award. Elsewhere, the Mohawk Valley is in line for $85.5 million to support 101 initiatives.
Griffiths International Airport has a destination for unmanned aerial systems testing. And today, its FAA test range is known throughout North America as one of the most advanced test sites in the nation. But it's not just technology that's driving the region. It's the development of its downtowns. Aside from DRI winners Oneonta and Rome, cities across the Mohawk Valley are setting out to produce thriving downtowns that go beyond quaint and affordable. An expansion at the AUD, or Utica Memorial Auditorium, played a key role in the American Hockey League's decision to host the 2018 All-Star Game there.
The Mid-Hudson Valley Council will be receiving $84.8 million for 113 projects.
Legoland New York is set to break ground in early 2018 and open in the spring of 2020. The $350 million project is expected to create 1,300 positions, not counting construction jobs.
The North Country was awarded $64.9 million for 81 projects.
Educational opportunities have drawn students to the region for generations, but now the Institute for Advanced Manufacturing at Clinton Community College has made the North Country an enticing destination for hands-on high-tech training.
Central New York was the top recipient, garnering $86.4 million. Cuomo, a Democrat, spent much of his speech decrying the Republican tax proposal heading to the finish line in Congress. The plan would eliminate the deduction for state and local taxes for 12 states, including New York. A compromise proposal would cap the amount that is deductible at $10,000.
It would be an obstacle if our taxes are 20% higher than every other state. That would be an obstacle. And that's why we have to fight it.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.